All right, folks. Today, we're diving into something that's super important as we approach those freezing temperatures in the Greater Toronto Area, winterizing your HVAC system. I mean, let's be real. Nobody wants to be stuck in a cold house when the snow starts piling up outside, right? So let's talk about how to keep your home cozy and your energy bills in check.
Wait, what does winterizing even mean? Like, do I need to, I don't know, get a snow shovel and start digging around my furnace? Laughs.
Haha, not quite. But you do want to perform a pre-winter assessment. Think of winterizing your HVAC like prepping your car for a long road trip in the snow. You wouldn't just hop in and drive without checking the oil or the tires, would you? No, you'd want to make sure everything's in tip-top shape.
Okay, so what's the first step? Do I need a magnifying glass to inspect every little thing?
Haha, not quite. But you do want to inspect and clean your air filters. Think of air filters like the lungs of your HVAC system. If they're clogged, your system has to work harder, and that's just not efficient. Plus, it can really mess with your indoor air quality.
Oh wow, that sounds intense. So like, if my air filters are dirty, does that mean I could be, breathing in all sorts of dust and stuff? Laughs.
Exactly. And hey, while you're at it, test your thermostat. If it's not functioning properly, you might end up in a polar vortex situation when you just wanted a cozy evening.
I can totally picture that. So if my thermostat is broken, does that mean I could be, like, freezing while my neighbor is toasty warm?
Exactly. And nobody wants to be that person. You also want to check for drafts around windows and doors. It's like having a leaky boat. You're just letting all that warm air escape.
I can totally picture that. So what do I do if I find a draft? Like, do I just throw a blanket over it? Laughs.
Haha, well, a blanket might help temporarily, but you'll want to seal those gaps properly. You can use weather stripping or caulk to fix those leaks. And don't forget to schedule a professional inspection and tune-up. It's like getting a checkup for your HVAC system. Prevention is key.
Right. So what's next after the assessment? Do I need to call a superhero to save my heating system? Laughs.
Next, we prepare your heating system. This is where you want to schedule a furnace or heat pump tune-up. Think of it like getting your car's oil changed before a long winter drive. You want to ensure everything is running smoothly.
Oh wow. So if I don't do this, could my heating system just, like, give up on me in the middle of a snowstorm?
Absolutely. You don't want to be left in the cold, literally. And testing your heating system early is crucial. You want to catch any issues before winter really hits.
That makes sense. So, what about indoor air quality? I've heard that can get pretty bad in winter. Is it like, a horror movie for my lungs? Laughs.
You're spot on. Regularly cleaning or replacing air filters is essential to prevent allergens from circulating. It's like giving your home a breath of fresh air.
Wow, I never thought of it that way. So what about humidity? I've heard that can be a problem too. Is it like, a desert in my house?
Yes. Monitoring humidity levels is key. If it's too dry, you might want to use a humidifier to maintain a comfortable range. Think of it like keeping a plant alive. Too much or too little moisture can be detrimental.
Haha, I can relate to that. I've definitely killed a few plants in my time. So are there any DIY tips for saving energy during winter? Like, can I just wrap my house in bubble wrap? Laughs.
Absolutely. You can seal gaps and cracks around doors and windows, insulate exposed pipes and ducts, and even upgrade to energy efficient windows. It's like putting on a warm sweater for your home.
Oh, that's so smart. So, it's like setting a schedule for my heating system, just like I do for my workouts?
Exactly. You want to make sure you're not heating an empty house. By following these steps, you can ensure your HVAC system is ready for winter, keeping your home warm and energy efficient.
Wow, I feel like I'm ready to tackle winter now. Thanks for all these tips. Laughs.